This is Long-Term Care Connections for October 8, 2025, brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. The Department of Health has now approved S&H Training Center to administer the state exam to all home care aide candidates in Olympia, Sequim, and Vancouver. S&H is an associate business member at WACA, and they hope to open more locations across the state next year. If a home care aide has not already paid or scheduled their state exam with Prometric, they can take their written and skills exam with an SNH training instructor. Check out this week's issue of LTC Connections online for more detailed instructions on how to apply for the HCA credential and register for testing with SNH. WACA is hopeful that expanding options for exams will help address some of the credentialing backlog impacting HCAs in the state. The Department of Health is working to include nursing assistants in the 365-day credentialing timeline. Home care aide applicants were granted an extended timeline to obtain an active HCA credential through recent legislation, an accommodation which was welcomed by WACA and its assisted living members. However, it caused some frustration for long-term care workers who opted for nursing assistant certification training rather than HCA. These individuals were not directly included in the legislation. WACA met with RCS and DOH staff to troubleshoot the issue, and DOH is opening the emergency rule to allow nursing assistants the same 365 days to get certified from the date of hire. Visit this week's issue of LTC Connections on WACA.org for more information and to read the recent Dear Provider letter on the topic. Changes are coming to continuing education requirements in assisted living. The DSHS training unit made recent updates to the WAC that went into effect on October 1st. WACA provided feedback to DSHS on the language changes, and we are encouraged at the increased flexibility offered in the updated regulation. Two primary changes regarding continuing education expectations have changed. First, the list of specific topics that could count toward CE has been replaced with language that states the CEs must be relevant to the care setting, care needs of clients, caregiver self-care, and/or long-term care worker professional development. Second, guidelines on what topics can be repeated for credit have been simplified. DSHS continues to offer free, on-demand CE courses at carelearnwa.com, and most of WACA's online and in-person courses are also approved for continuing education. Contact our education team with any questions. Nominations for the 2026-2027 AHCA NCAL committees are due this Friday, October 10th. All members are encouraged to participate in this process, as AHCA NCAL is committed to creating diverse and widespread representation within its committees, with members from across different states and companies. All committee appointments are a two-year term. Find more details on this week's issue of LTC Connections online, or visit the AHCA NCAL website for the list of committees and nomination form. WACA has received many questions on the role of a nursing assistant registered, or NAR, in the assisted living setting. Becoming an NAR requires nothing more than an application to the Department of Health and an $85 payment. There is no training involved. The NAR designation was originally created for skilled nursing facilities, so that nursing assistant students would fall under the Uniform Disciplinary Act while working towards their nursing assistant certification. The same holds true today. Typically, a non-credentialed caregiver in an assisted living simply enrolls in a nursing assistant or home care aide training program. No matter the credential sought, the individual can work as a caregiver, with direct supervision, while completing their training program. The limited and narrow expectations for a caregiver in assisted living to carry an active NAR credential are outlined in detail on this week's issue of LTC Connections online. WACA has received concerns, voiced on behalf of resident families, that they are not being notified in a timely manner when their loved one is transferred to the hospital or emergency room for evaluation or treatment. Washington's residence rights statute requires both assisted living and skilled nursing facilities immediately consult with the resident's physician, and if known, make reasonable efforts to notify the resident representative to the extent provided by law when there is an accident involving the resident which requires physical intervention, or a significant change in the resident's physical, mental, or psychosocial status. October is Residence Rights Month, and WACA has more information on this and other topics related to residence rights under the Resources tab on our website. In today's Grassroots Update, we're looking at the big picture of care. This week, the 26th Legislative District, home to Bremerton, Gig Harbor, and Port Angeles, welcomed Representative Michelle Caldier for five facility tours, which together showed the big picture of quality care provided in the region. This opportunity allowed Representative Caldier to learn about the diverse pain points and highlights across facilities, and the unique challenges and scopes of care she would not have been able to see on a tour of a single facility. A collaborative effort such as this deserves a big thank you. We appreciate all our members who made this possible, and encourage you to contact Aidan Swain at WACA.org if you are interested in building a comprehensive tour with other long-term care facilities in your own district. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. The next session in our monthly SNF webinar series, Emergency Preparedness and Disaster Response Planning, is coming up on October 16th. WACA is partnering with the Institute of Post-Acute Care to bring esteemed healthcare leaders together on the third Thursday of each month to learn actionable strategies from experts to elevate the quality of care and ensure compliance in your skilled nursing facility. Join WACA and Leading Age on October 23rd to learn about the Washington Clean Building Performance Standard. This free webinar will break down the law, which applies to buildings over 20,000 square feet and sets energy performance targets, benchmarking requirements, and compliance timelines. Learn how these standards affect your buildings and what you need to do to prepare. On October 28th, WACA will host a webinar to introduce you to the online request form for informal dispute resolution. Whether you are new to the IDR process or simply want a refresher, this training will equip you with the knowledge and confidence to successfully navigate the new online system. The RCS Survey Agency Fall Forum is coming up on November 12th. This quarterly virtual forum offers providers a unique opportunity to connect with RCS field managers and regional administrators. Topics this fall include emergency preparedness and infection control updates, and sessions will be held for both assisted living and skilled nursing facility providers. Pre-registration is now open for Assisted Living Care Academy, December 2nd to 9th. This intensive virtual workshop is for nurses, caregivers, and executive directors who want to learn more about running a wellness department and nursing services in assisted living. You can register for the full workshop, or just sign up for the nurse delegation session on December 9th. You can find more information, and register for each of these opportunities, on the events calendar on WACA.org. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.